it's really hard to know who the best is in your industry, in your trade, in your craft. There's many factors that point to that. And so certainly we all want to be the best, but today I want to talk about what it's going to take from you in order to be your very best. And hopefully, as you accomplish that, it will put you at the top of your field. Now, many of you guys are already at the top of your field when it comes to the actual craft of what you do. And that's great. But guys, we have to have the full package if we want to have the type of life, the balance, the business, the bank account, those things that are going to truly bring us the fulfillment that we're looking for. And so today I'm going to share just a few things of how you could get there to where you are truly being your very best. And the first thing is I want to encourage you to pick your pain. You are going to have some sort of pain one way or the other. So I want you to think about getting in shape right now. It's hard to be in shape because of the effort that it requires. And it's also hard to be fat and unhealthy and all the shit that comes along with that. You get to pick your pain when it comes to your health. Am I willing to go through the pain of success and the discipline and getting good sleep and watching what I put in my body, moving my body, burning calories, lifting weights, stretching, whatever your thing is? Am I willing to do that? Or do I want to just embrace and keep on the pain of the struggle of being out of shape? And same with your business. If you want to be successful, then you certainly, it probably makes sense that you pick the pain of success, which is going to require you to do some things that might be uncomfortable as a business owner. Okay. That's where we need to own our shit. Like we talk about a lot here, look in the mirror. What are those things in my character that need adjusting in order for me to be more successful? So guys, you want to be your very best. You got to pick your pain. Okay. And certainly the right pain to pick is the pain of success. Second thing I want to talk about with you guys here today about being your very best, embrace the long game. Too many of us are playing just for today. We're running our business just on a transaction. Now, I've said here before, yeah, we want to be profitable on every job, right? We want more wins than losses. But guys, the losses can still teach you something. If you're paying attention, they'll teach you to get better and make adjustments in your estimating and your sales process and your marketing and your leadership and all these things. So if you want to be your very best, take some pressure off yourself to be perfect. And remember, play the long game. I always talk about playing the game with a patient urgency. Like when I know there's something that I have to implement and make right, I'm very urgent about it. I'm very urgent about what we do here in the fight when we plan our video shoots and educating you guys and our programs and our paid programs and all that other shit. I'm very urgent about getting the things done that need to get done every day. However, I'm patient because I understand that this is a process and success is something that's going to come over time by consistently doing things the right way, little bit by little bit by little bit over time. And if you're going to play the long game, and I've seen this over and over again, first thing, cut yourself some slack, all right? I know I'm hard on you guys a lot, tell you to get your fucking heads out of your asses and stuff like that, which still stands true. But if you're making progress, if you're owning your crap, if you're taking the steps to get better, then cut yourself some slack and be patient with yourself. Don't beat yourself up too much, all right? Simply honor the commitments that you make to yourself. And if you can do that, you can hold your head high and know that you're just playing the long game. And whatever those commitments are, like, hey, I'm going to get up earlier and I'm going to make some follow-up calls. I'm going to do some sales role plays. I'm going to spend an hour on Friday working on my numbers so I understand my numbers better. Guys, if you make those commitments, just honor those commitments. And over time, you will grow and you'll get so much more confident in who you are as a business owner. All right. Fighters, listen, tire kickers and window shoppers are not quote unquote part of business, okay? They're truly a waste of time, they're a waste of your money, and they stop you from reaching your full potential. And I'm telling you here today, if you're tired of chasing prospects around, tap dancing, and trying to make the case why they should hire you. You're spending hour after hour driving from estimate to estimate just to get freaking blown off or whatever it is, then I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/CGN and have a conversation
with Logan and his team of kick-ass people over there at Contractor Growth Network. All right. They will help you get the freedom that you want to work with the clients that you want to work with at the prices that you need to make that are going to give you the life and the freedom that you want to have. So head to thecontractorfight.com/CGN and start getting rid of those tire kickers today.
Now, last thing I want to talk about here today, if you truly want to be your best, guys, is figure out the right domino to hit each day, each week, to knock over. What domino needs to be pushed over? This has been on my mind a lot lately. I've been doing a lot of our Conquest coaching days where people come here to Colorado Springs or I go on location for somebody, and we're really digging in. And the whole purpose of those Conquest days is to help you establish what is the right next step. What's the thing that if I push that over, it's going to be like ga-goong, ga-goong, ga-goong. It's going to knock over a bunch of other stuff. And it's often different for a lot of people. I had a guy in town last week, and his one thing is building the brand. That after we stripped everything down, that's his number one domino every day. Because guys, the reality is not everything that you have to do in your business is of equal importance or is of equal impact for your business in the long run. We've talked here before. I think I shared on one of the other videos, quote from James Clear, one of my favorite authors, said, be fanatical about the behavior that's going to pay off for you positively in 10 years. That's what we're talking about here. Establish what those behaviors are. What are those dominoes that I know when I check this box each day or each week, I know I'm moving in the right direction because it's high impact stuff. Guys, if you simply just do that, okay? Simply do these things we talked about here today, okay? Pick your pain. Pick the pain of success because you're going to be in pain either way. Play the long game with patient urgency and then establish what the right dominoes are for you to focus on and knock over each and every day, and you're going to have a stronger business. So guys, to be your best, it comes down to just consistently doing these things we talked about, which is really the unsexy things over time. Do the unsexy stuff. Sometimes the things you don't feel like doing, but you know they're going to have the big time impact. All right, we got a tool for you. There's a paid tool and there's a free tool. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/plan, you can get our fight planner. Okay, it's a 90-day thing. You can pay for it, which is cool if you want to do that. If you don't want to do that, there's an option for you to download a free daily page. You can just print that damn thing off and use it every day, and it helps get your mind right, get your actions right, so that you can win bigger. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll talk to you next time.